So Alan Dolby here from Radio Way, and with the St Peter's Community Day at the moment, and we're in the estate engineering area that we're going to be talking about. And what's your name, sir?
So I'm Johannes Hearn, and I'm the Assistant Director of Operational Services, looking after engineering services for Ashford and St Peter's Hospitals Trust.
That sounds quite a busy job to do that. Give us an idea of what that's like.
Yes, it is quite a busy job. So we've got several arms that encompasses within engineering, everything from the sterile services department, which cleans and sterilizes surgical equipment and medical equipment that are being used in and on patients, through to biomedical engineering, which services the equipment that you see in the wards, like your heart rate monitors and your syringe drivers, etc., as well as your building services engineers. So you've got electrical engineers and mechanical engineers looking after everything from boilers through to medical gas plant, through to ventilation systems and the fabrics of the building themselves. So quite encompassing of a wide range of disciplines.
That's quite a busy job, that, isn't it? To be able to do all that sort of stuff. What sort of budget does the hospital have for engineering and whatever as well? I suppose it's never enough, but.
No, it is. It's definitely tight. So in terms of the revenue budget that we use on an ongoing basis to look after all of that maintenance, that comes in at around about 6 or 7 million per year. We then have a capital budget, which goes across to my colleagues in the capital projects, as well as ourselves, and that's in new investments and replacement of equipment. And for the side, our side of that, where we're looking at replacement of existing parts, that's about 2 million to 3 million per year, and obviously none of this includes the staffing budget, which is several million as well.
And this is just maintenance. This isn't extra facilities or anything. Just keeping the place going.
That's just keeping the wheels on the bus and ticking over.
Right. Yeah, I used to design syringe drivers at one time. I've been down to EBME department a couple of times here, trying to find our radios and that sort of stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, no, they're still working on the syringe drivers. Actually, we're doing a tour at the moment, taking people around all of the engineering facilities, showing them, and that's one of the things we're showing them there. We've actually got staff down there at the moment, busy repairing several syringe drivers that have come in broken this morning. So it's an ongoing 24-hour operation.
I will dash down there, definitely. See what I designed originally.
definitely should.
All right, thank you much. Oh, there was one burning question. You do a maintenance thing. You shut the power off for once a month, I think it is, isn't it? Why do you do that?
So we shut the power off so we can run the generators. So we have about 12 to 15 generators on site, and we need to test those generators to make sure that they still operate within parameters, and in the case of an emergency, they can still provide power instantaneously to keep the hospital ticking over and running with power. The only way to simulate that is to effectively do a run of shutting the power off and seeing whether or not they turn on, they power up, they provide sufficient power, and they can do that consistently for a number of hours without experiencing any major issues.
All right, thank you much. Cheers.